struck a pose all through the night. My heart collapsed dead on the floor. Just like a moth, I flickered off into the light and hovered gently about your door. Was it someone like me? Someone like me you're looking for? And know the answer, beckoned answer throughout the year. Past, present, future, self-implore. In spite of my sputtered wings, my flightly muttered lines, the faded ghost comes back for more. Was it someone like me? Someone like me? That walk so many lights have cast their shadow at your door. In spite of my sputtered wings, my flightly muttered lines, the faded ghost comes back for more. Was it someone like me?
Cuando el sol se va a ocultar, es el día del ocaso que ya nunca volverá. Como un pájaro entre sombras que aquel bosque llenará, a la luz de las estrellas con sus sueños volará. Así quiero creer que con el día llegarás, como agua de rocío entre mis manos quedarás. Así quiero creer que con el día llegarás aquí, aquí, aquí.
Catfish, babe, now. best guitar solo I've heard Catfish do in that song.
On the top,
I'm a bird on a wire. I'm a thorn without a rose. I'm the spark that started the fire in a place nobody knows.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. Right now, I'm live in Studio 2A with Brian Lopez. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's start with introductions. So, who's in the room tonight, and what are they doing?
Okay, we have the Black-Hearted Conquistadors in the room. On guitar, we have Connor Catfish Gallagher, Vicky Brown on violin, Mona Chambers on cello, Gabriel Sullivan on upright bass, and Jack Sturbis on drums.
Excellent. So here, because of the brand new CD, which comes out tomorrow, and the release party is on Friday night, and it was a CD that seems like it was sort of in gestation for a while. So let's talk a little bit about the process. When did this CD first, when did you first start working on it? What was the genesis, and then kind of what's been the process since then?
Well, I put out two live EPs. So I guess you can call that like the birth of the project. Mm-hmm. And the first EP dates back to October 19th, 2009. So I think about it, a year later we started recording in the studio, and maybe a year and a half later we had an album. And now 14 months later, we're about to release it.
Wow. So. And it's already out in Europe, correct?
Yes.
You've gotten some pretty impressive German and other continental European press as well. So what is it about those communities that you think have really like latched on to this particular project?
In my experience, the Germans, for whatever reason, are just extremely fascinated with the Southwest, and maybe just the idea of the Southwest. Like, I don't know if they think it's like saloons and, you know, tumbleweeds going
right,
around or
right.
what, but I like the fact that they're really, you know, down with the Southwest. Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, this particular project, it has more of a Southwestern feel to it than something like Mostly Bears, for instance. So what was it that led you to start exploring some of this terrain?
I think just taking opportunities as they come and meeting new musicians. I mean, I think when we got together, us in the room here, the Tucson band, it kind of just happened organically, and, you know, sounds have been developed since, as well as, you know, good friendships and stuff. So it's nothing that isn't forced or anything. We're not trying to go for a Western-y or a South. I don't even think it sounds very Southwestern at all, but you know, people are going to call it that because we're from Tucson, so.
Right. And is this iteration of the band that's in the studio right now also the version of the band that played on the record, or were there different collaborators for that?
No, not necessarily. There was a lot of collaborations. On bass at the time, Sean Rogers was playing, so he played on all the tracks, and he had moved to London and now just came back very recently. So Gabe's been taking over since Sean had left, and other than that, everybody else here is on the record pretty much.
Now, you recorded the record in a few different places, so tell me about that and kind of what led you to all of those different spots.
Once again, I think just opportunity.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you got to record where they're going to charge you what you have in your pocket.
Sure.
Which isn't much. And you have to be in a place where the engineer makes you feel comfortable. So for me, that started at Loveland. And we did initial tracking to tape. And we've done stuff at Jack's house, you know, the drummer right here, Jack. We've done a lot of stuff at his house. We did stuff at Wave Lab. And then I finally put the monster together at Waterworks with Jim Waters. And that's basically where we pieced all of the files together and came up with an album. Mm-hmm. So I had a month in there just working straight.
The final product is terrific. I was actually just reading the review that we have right now in the studio for our copy, and it was probably the most glowing review that I've seen anybody write for any CD, let alone a local one. And you know, one thing that really jumps out, I think, is it has a very lush pop-oriented sound throughout. So were there specific influences that you sort of sought to channel going into it, or what were you listening to at the time, you think, that crept into it subconsciously?
Well, I think the recording process, I wanted to be very organic, and I wanted it to have kind of a timeless feel to it. At the time, I was listening to a lot of like Roy Orbison and Patsy Cline and those types of recordings that just sounded really, they're just classic albums and they always withstand the test of time. And I didn't want to like give in to any kind of gimmickry that, you know, a lot of modern recordings do, like overly produced albums and stuff like that. I want to get way away from like the indie rock world, which I had been in for so long and got so sick and tired of. I wanted to do something a lot more, I guess, timeless, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And I think we, at least going in with that idea, I think it really helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about the release show.
The release show is at Plush this Friday. I think the doors open at 9 p.m. I have my friends from Phoenix, What Laura Says, coming down to open, and then we have the rest of the night, and we're going to play all the stuff on the album, different variations of the stuff. We have some covers, a lot of really cool stuff. And I haven't played in Tucson with the whole band, I don't know, maybe 8 months or so. Wow. I can't even think. Unless, do you guys know? It's been a long time. The last show I can remember was seriously at Plush last February. I couldn't remember another show since then with like all of us. So I've stayed away from the scene just to make this show huge. Mm-hmm. So that's my story, the end.
Excellent. So yeah, that's going to be Friday at Plush. If people can't make it down to pick up the CD on Friday, are there other ways to get it, either in stores or online?
We said screw Walmart and Target, so it's only going to be at Zia Record Exchange, as well as online, iTunes. I'm sure Amazon will have used copies for like a dollar. I shouldn't have told you that.
There you go. All right, so we'll get back into some more music here. Do you have one more set that you wanted to do before we do some recorded ones, or what works best for you?
Yeah, we can do a couple songs before we do that.
Cool, sounds good. All right, so you're listening to Brian Lopez right now, live in Studio 2A on Locals Only.
Manjouic.
throughout space and time. What began will someday cease when I'm sitting on Mars, you saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy. Es lo que quiero, son tus lindos ojos, morena, llenos de amor. El sol brilla lo infinito, el mundo está pequeñito. ¿Qué importa saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy? Solo quiero que me des tu amor, que me da la vida, que me da el calor. ¿Qué importa saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy? Es lo que quiero, son tus lindos ojos, morena, tan llenos de amor. El sol brilla lo infinito, el mundo está pequeñito. ¿Qué importa saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy? Solo quiero que me des tu amor, que me da la vida, que me da el calor. Tú me desprecias por ser vagabundo, y mi destino es vivir así. Si vagabundo es el propio mundo, queda girando en un cielo azul. ¿Qué importa saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy? Solo quiero que me des tu amor, que me da la vida, que me da calor. Thank you. desprecias por ser vagabundo y mi destino es vivir así. Si vagabundo es el propio mundo que va girando en un cielo azul, ¿qué importa saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy? Solo quiero que me des tu amor, que me da la vida, que me da calor. ¿Qué importa saber quién soy, ni de dónde vengo, ni para dónde voy? Solo quiero que me des tu amor, que me da la vida, que me da calor.
Love comes over. We're gonna do a new song that I wrote for the new Giant Sand album. Mr. Hal Gibb was nice enough to let me and Gabriel Sullivan contribute to the album. This song is called When Love Comes Over You.
Over you, love comes.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt, and this is Locals Only. And right now I'm live in Studio 2A with Brian Lopez. Thanks again for joining us tonight.
You're very, very welcome.
All right. So I'd love to talk a little bit about what's going on with Giant Sand right now and the work that you're doing with them. So tell me how you got involved in that project.
How Gilb got a hold of Gabriel Sullivan and myself, as well as another local musician, John Villa. And I think he's the type of guy who just kind of does things by chance and has a good feeling about things. And so, yeah, we hit it off right away. And immediately we were playing shows with him and went to Europe, fittingly so. Played a big festival in Vevey, Switzerland. And actually, no, the first festival we played was in Berlin. Berlin, yeah. And that was just an amazing show. And long story short, he decided to put a big band together. And it's called Giant Sand. So we're part of the new Giant Sand. And Gabriel and I were a big part of the recording sessions for the new album here at Wave Lab. So we were the studio musicians for that. So now we know all the material. And, you know, there's festivals booked in Europe in the summertime. And, yeah, it's just a nice project to do when you have time to do it. And,
yeah.
And we enjoy each other's company as well. So it's a win-win situation.
And when you approached writing a song for Giant Sand, a band that obviously has long history and a terrific reputation, what was it that you were trying to channel? Were you approaching that song any differently than you would approach writing a song for this project, or were there specific aspects of the Giant Sand sound that you were trying to capture?
No, I mean, I think it's important to think about the fact that Howe said, yeah, contribute a song to the album. That's like a big faith right there in a relatively new person in the band to write a song. So actually I was mulling over it for about a month when we were in France on tour and thinking, oh, I have all these ideas. I should probably just work out one of them. And I just threw them all out of the window when we got into the studio and decided to like write a song that day and try to record it the next day as kind of a challenge to myself. So I started riffing on something in the studio and some of the players tagged along, and within a few minutes I had kind of an idea. So I went home that night and finished the song and recorded it the next day, and that's the song that you'll hear on the album.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And when is the album slated to come out?
I have no idea. June.
All right. So we'll keep posted for that. And I know a few of you are also set to head over to Europe to promote this Le Pop Comp, is that right?
Yes.
So what can you tell me about that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we're all going to get to tour domestically first.
Oh, great.
With Heartless Bastards. It's a it's a West Coast tour, big shows all up and down the West Coast. And that's, I don't know, a 17-day outing.
Wow.
Which is really huge. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're flying from Albuquerque. Four of us are, who are in the Le Pop compilation tour. The Tucson Songs Tour is what they're calling it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll be out there, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and France for another 2 weeks. And that's going to be a totally different dynamic. So it's a lot to look forward to in the next month, and a lot of traveling and good times ahead with good people. So I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, understandably. And on that Tucson Songs Tour, are you going to be playing some of Gabe's songs too? Or is it going to be you know, kind of a rotating cast of characters, or is it basically going to be...
The four... Because Le Pop released albums. They released my album. They released Marion Desard's album and Andrew Kohlberg's album. Mm-hmm. And allegedly are releasing Sergio Mendoza's album, licensing it. So those are the four acts that are promoted on the bill.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a revolving cast of backing musicians for each band. It's kind of incestuous, to say the least.
I'm sure.
It's like the Trailer Park Tour.
So once again, the CD is coming out tomorrow, and it's going to be also available on Friday at Plush. And I know that you want to play a couple of the tracks from it as well. So, well, why don't we send? I guess Duncan's already over there. What do we want to play off of that one to start off with, at least?
Well, let's play a cover that I put on the album. It's the only cover. It's an Echo and the Bunnymen cover, called "The Killing Moon," and yeah, let's have Duncan play that one.
All
since
right.
We didn't play it here.
Yeah, that sounds good. And actually, I should say that when in like a very prominent Super Bowl ad, the original version of the song is in there. And I had just listened to your album like a day before, and I hadn't listened to the Echo and the Bunnymen version for a long, long time, and it was killing me. I couldn't figure out like why it was so familiar, and then went in the car and realized.
I had all these, I was watching the Super Bowl at Shays, and all these people were texting me like, oh, congratulations, man, that's awesome. And I was like, what the hell are they talking about? And then I got onto Facebook later and saw everyone was posting like, oh, Brian got a song in an Audi commercial. And I was like, no, I didn't. Don't you think I would have known about that? Why would I be drinking Pabst at Shays if I had all this licensing money? Definitely be at, like, I don't know, you know, the buffet or something.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. Moving on up. All right. So here is Brian Lopez's rendition of The Killing Moon off of Ultra.